We do have a somewhat of a root cellar over here. This was an experiment.
David Frazier is walking through the Robin's Garden, part of the Westside Community Garden Initiative in Pittsfield. The garden, which has not been planted for the season yet, is sprouting a few perennials like onions and carrots.
We've had herbs, and a lot of the herbs have come back. But what we plant are carrots and kales and cabbages.
Frazier is chairman of the Westside Garden Community Subcommittee. This garden, which was opened in 2007 on a city-owned lot, provides underserved Pittsfield residents with fresh produce in the summer months. The city of Pittsfield recently unanimously approved a license agreement to allow Berkshire Health Systems to become the new fiscal sponsor of the gardens on Robbins Avenue. Through their Operation Better Start program, Berkshire Health Systems will take over the responsibilities previously held by the Berkshire Community Action Council to manage the gardens. The city of Pittsfield will provide $10,000 through its Department of Community Development to assist BHS in hiring a garden manager to work in the garden this summer. Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi says that continuing the community garden program in Pittsfield is an important part of providing nutritional and educational outreach to the city's community.
The social aspect of community gardens can't be overlooked. Community gardens in larger urban areas bring people together, make people concerned about their neighborhoods. It gives you a sense of concern for one another. And, there's nothing that can knit a community together better than a garden, I don't believe.
Bianchi is currently in the process of reactivating the city's agricultural commission and hopes they will participate in work with the city's community gardens. The mayor also hopes to see the local schools all participate in gardening programs. Bianchi continues.
With our remanning of the agricultural commission, with the emphasis on community gardens, with an organization like Berkshire Health Systems being involved with wellness programs and being partners in our school system, I think this has a great nutritional, great health and wellness, and great educational potential.
David Frazier says the gardens play an important role in connecting the city's children to nature.
Well, the garden's open to everyone. The past year we had about a dozen neighborhood kids, and they came by throughout the summer. The one thing that is imprinted on my mind is one of the children was pulling up a carrot, and he said, "Wow, I didn't know that carrots grew in the ground."
Frazier estimated that the Robbins Avenue garden alone last year provided around 1,500 pounds of fresh produce to area families. Area nonprofits like the Christian Center and the Soldier On Veterans Wellness Center have also participated in the garden's efforts. The Westside Initiative Steering Committee and hundreds of neighborhood residents volunteered in years past to work in the community garden. Reporting from Pittsfield, I'm Lucas Willard.